Hello, all you spirits and physical bodies. This is Connect the Dots, the Connect the Dots radio show, and this is your host, Tom Edison. Well, this is a rough time spot in certain ways, because I have to follow people that are talking about solely about spiritual information, though I am quite knowledgeable about it. And it was very interesting. I listen quite often. I listen to the show before mine. So I get an idea where people's minds are. A lot of interesting stuff he was talking about. White gold, monatomic gold, high spin electrons. I've heard about that stuff before. I haven't had the opportunity to try it myself, but hey, anybody sends me some in the mail and some instructions, and I'll give it a test myself, because I'm a truth seeker. And by the way, this, besides being the Connect the Dots radio show, I happen to be a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, an individual running for the presidency like there has never been. I'm a singer, songwriter, recording artist. I'm an author of a mind-expanding book called Connect the Dots Theory. I don't care how smart a human being you are, or other people you know who think you think they are so smart, I guarantee any human being that reads this book will learn a thing or two, because I've brought to the forefront of the human race things that nobody has ever talked about. Many of the ET races might not even know some of the things I'm talking about, and then some of them obviously have access to knowing everything, which is one of the first things I want to talk about tonight. I heard the last host mentioning the Pleiadians. Well, I've read many books connected to Pleiadians and people that have shared their lives with Pleiadians. And I'm pretty aware of their philosophies and their interest in our human race, and that they are helpers. And I'm not really going to get off the track here, but here's an interesting piece of information I picked up out of a movie about Pleiadians. This was a movie out of the, maybe some of you had seen it, but it's worth watching. Even if you haven't, go out and get a copy of it and watch it. It's called Starlight, I believe. Made in the late 1980s, perhaps. Somewhere, I forget. Something like that. It was starring Willie Nelson, of all people. And he's the he plays the character of the wise man of an Indian tribe, basically. And he has his fancy medallion. And the story is about a Pleiadian woman who comes in a spacecraft to Earth to find the, I'm not sure what they call them, the changeling or the half-breed. He was half-human and half-Pleiadian. And it's a whole drama story. But what's interesting about this movie, which I had seen after reading the Pleiadian books, was in the movie they discuss that they're not only good Pleiadians, but there's a group of bad Pleiadians. And, you know, that's the conflict in the movie story. They never get mentioned, though, except out of this movie, so I just thought I'd bring that point up. Perhaps there are some bad Pleiadians. Though all the books I've read relating to Pleiadians only talk about the good ones, which is cool. And while we're still talking about extraterrestrials, beings from other planets, My thoughts have always been that perhaps we would get more help if we ask for more help from the extraterrestrials. Like, they have important knowledge about crystals, and they probably have a larger collection of crystals that they could perhaps lend to us to set up safe vibrational zones. I do happen to know a bit about crystals. In fact, I do possess a Lemurian crystal with the etched triangle in the face of it. I'm not the best at getting information out of crystals, but I got one amazing piece of that information out of my Lemurian crystal. But and I mentioned that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And I work with crystals to energize my chakras. This is important information every human being should be informed about. In fact, in America, we should teach this in school. That's why we, the concerned people of America, have to take command of our education system, because the government has been, they're under the control of the mind controllers, under the control of the NWO, New World Order, and under the telepathic control of evil, hostile ETs that work with certain secret groups. So our education system is really not too good. We could be advancing our children at a much faster pace than is happening by allowing government to determine what the education will be. And that's an important point. And I'm a 100% advocate of taking command of situations. And we, the concerned people, need to be in charge of things. Forget about government. You know, for a short time, maybe the American government was good, but they're rotten to the core right at this point in time. Sure, there's a lot of good people that work for the government, but the people at the top are all mind-controlled, and they don't have our interests in mind. And they're nothing but puppets for the New World Order, which is controlled by the dark side. This is a reality we need to talk about all the time. So anyhow, back to calling on the good guys, calling on the good extraterrestrials to do more. I believe we have that right. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that it's kind of like Star Trek Prime Directive, that the good ETs out there are kind of obey that prime directive not to interfere with evolving civilizations like we are here on Earth. But that shouldn't prevent us from asking for favors, because I'm a firm believer in one of the great philosophical teachings of all time: asking, ye shall receive. It doesn't matter who said it. All that matters is it's a great teaching. And it matters that we put it into action. Because a follow-up to that great teaching is, you have not because you ask not. And who does the blame fall on then? You. We all have the right to free will. We've been granted. It has been given to us. Human beings are guaranteed the right to have free will, so we need to use it. When we don't use it and things are not going the way we'd like to see them, perhaps we have only ourselves to blame for not making use of the free will we're guaranteed. Even under the oppression of the world oppressors here on Earth, we still have our free will, and we need to use it. It's an old parable, you know, relating to people that were given gifts and they didn't use them. There's no reward for that. In fact, you might lose those gifts in the future because you had it all the time and you never used it. And who do you have to blame? Well, it doesn't matter who you have to blame. It's your responsibility to use the gifts you've been given. So you need to become aware of who you are, and you need to become aware of what the truth is about the human race, what we've been given, what our opportunities are, and et cetera, et cetera. So my point here is I know there's, I hear them talk on the radio all the time, people that have direct communications with extraterrestrials. Well, I'd like them to get in touch with me so I can let them know, like, hey, why don't you ask for some favors? You talk to these telepathically, I guess, these creatures. You're in communication with them. Well, we could use a little help here on Earth right now. We can use a lot of favors. I recommend one of the big things we should be asking for is free energy machines. But I'm not asking for the ETs to try to give it to the governments of this world, because all the governments are controlled by the dark side. ETs made that mistake back in the 1950s. We've all heard the story. They met with President Eisenhower, and the world elites told them, no, 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 you can't get those free, take those free energy machines they want to give us, because you'll upset the balance of things, you know? And we'll lose a lot of profit that we're counting on. So he had to succumb to the corporate world and others with personal interests bullying him to say no. But, you know, unfortunately, the ETs don't understand everything about our world. They don't understand that the governments here are not the people to deal with. You have to deal with people that are spiritually inclined or educated to do what's ethically right for the benefit of the human race. You know? In my life, I try to follow the guidelines of the Greek teachings. And another one that I try to incorporate is, if you want to be the leader, as the saying goes, the one who wants to be the leader needs to be the servant of all. And that's how I'm running for president of the United States, because I'm good with solutions. I know all the problems are really easy to solve, but we have to have somebody in an authoritative position to make the correct decisions to get things moving in the right direction. And I'm the perfect candidate for that. That's why I run for president of the United States, and that's why every decent human being should support me. But that requires you to do something. You know, you don't just go to the election booth and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which Democrat or Republican will go. It doesn't work that way. You know, an ethical person like me that never really had an interest in money, I can be a member of any political party. I don't want to be either. I'm doing it as a writing candidate. So that requires that you have to go out and know how to write my name in. And don't let the only people con you into that you can't do that. So I have to get, in order to win this election, coming up election 2020, I've got a lot of people to get out of their easy chair, go out and do something that requires a little more effort than just pulling the lever. And I have to have spotters to watch and take my own count in order for me to really win it as a write-in candidate. So that requires a lot of people, but at least I have a plan that can win. I know how to beat the people that are going to try to deprive me of it. And I know all of the bases, how to cover all the bases. But anyhow, back to the ETs. You know, hopefully somebody out there listening will hear my words who gets to talk to ETs, the good guys, that is, you know, like Pleiadians and the real Federation and the great white brotherhoods of light that serve the real God, and let them know go out of your way to get in touch with me, and I'll show you how you can give the people of Earth, not the governments, but the people of Earth, free energy machines, and how you can do it without causing any problems and without the dark side interfering. It's called strategy. It's called organizing and plan. These are things I just know how to do. It's really quite easy when you're aware of everything that's going on, you know, not only the physical, but the invisible. So my message to the Pleiadians, the Syrians, the Great White Brotherhoods of Light, and anybody else out there who's on the good side as opposed to the dark side, to get in touch with me if you have free energy machines and you're willing to give us some small ones so we can create some small communities that are self-independent of the grid, because I don't want to sing a doomsday song here, but come on, it's been talked about for years now. It's on the menu of the globalists. They want to take down the energy grids. They want to do everything in their power to bring mankind back into the Stone Age, to cause chaos and get us fighting amongst themselves and killing each other. So there'll be less of us they have to kill, because in the final plan, they're going to use the high-tech energy machines and destroy most of us to the best of their ability. Unless, of course, we become aware of this on a global level, on a, you know, large percentage of the population level, and don't let them do this to us. You know, we have a right to defend ourselves, but most people are asleep in the Matrix, really. You ever watch the movie The Matrix? Well, the people have been put almost that far asleep. And I'm sure you're aware that it's being done with the cell phones, brain numbing of everybody is being done with cell phone technologies. Too many vibrations going through the air, going into our brains, and interfering with the electric signals that interfere with our thinking. And there's more trouble on the way, in case you haven't been warned, but I tell people whenever I get a chance, and this is a chance. The new 5G is like death rays being sent to everyone within the distance of the broadcasting pole at the end of your street corner. They plan to put one on every corner, yes. And even if you don't participate in using 5G, the negative vibrations coming off the broadcasting antenna of 5G will make it through the walls of your house and make it right into your head and your body and begin destroying you immediately. How long it will take? Well, some people have better immune systems than others. The weak and the unfortunate will die, succumb to cancers and die real soon. But that's not the big kill. That's just to get the weak ones out of the way. The big kill comes when they turn on the big transformers. And right now they're placing them all over the world. Some are in plain view already. And when they turn that on, it'll turn everybody to mush within the broadcasting distance, whether it be 50 miles, 100 miles, or 200 miles. They'll just turn everybody to mush within probably less than 5 minutes. This is what is hanging over the head of the human race. Now, you know, if you're a spiritually inclined person, you think, well, yeah, I'm a spirit. I'm not going to worry about it. But that will be an agonizing death if we have to suffer that. The only people immune from it will be the people far enough away from the broadcasting antennas, either, you know, between in some mountain valley that doesn't have electronic broadcasting hitting it, or you're deep in some cave, or you're one of the lucky ones to be invited to the underground cities being built by the evil governments of the world. Yeah, there's underground cities already, in case you haven't heard. But it's only for the special that get invited, you know, the people with the big money, et cetera, et cetera. And as the story goes, there's tunnel digging machines that can do 15 miles a day, and they're expanding the underground environment. It's real. And you need to understand, well, why would they be making this unless they're planning for a place for them to hide when they turn on the full energy broadcasters, which will devastate every life form, you know, advanced life form on the planet. Cockroaches, they'll probably won't even be affected. But us humans will, and that's what the plan is. It was first revealed to us on the Georgia Stones back in 1980. Look it up. They're not talking about reducing the population to 500 million for nothing. it's a subtle warning. We're going to bring it down to that and then maintain it. This is the game plan. It's out there. And, of course, if you learn anything about evil in your life, so you say, who want to, but it's important to know your enemy. And it's one of the tricks, one of the ways of evil. They love to tell you and give you a warning before they do something. That way they, it helps them justify in their mind, hey, we warned the people, you know. And now it's okay to do everything. We warned you, you know. This is the sick world we're living in, you know? And unless you're so spiritually evolved, you can just meditate and beam yourself off the planet and avoid all the evil catastrophe and suffering that's planned for the human race. You're going to get stuck suffering it. At least 90% of you are. And just because you know how to put yourself out of your body and move your spirit beyond the realms of the catastrophes planned for the human race here on Earth, what about all the poor people that are left behind and have to suffer? Of course, demonic beings love that suffering. Oh, it'll be a feeding frenzy for them. And they're part of the problem, too. You know, this is why I tell people you need to read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I point out how many bad things are being done behind the scenes working against the human race. We have partners in crime. We have demonic spirit beings teaming up with hostile extraterrestrials, and they've mind controlled a certain segment of the population to the point of where we prey upon each other, doing their dirty work for them unknowingly. This is important information every person ought to be concerned about, you know? It's nice to work on your body and learn about projecting love and connecting with your higher self. And all you people that have accomplished that, please understand, you know, you have a responsibility to the rest of the human race. It's important, yeah, sure, to get your house in order before you go and try to help other people. But you can't just turn your back on the human race just because you've reached your enlightenment. Because we're in a serious situation here, you know? And that's why I'll go back to what I said before. We need to call on the good ETs to give us all the help we ask for. And we can't expect them to just offer it to us because that's against the prime directive. If you don't understand what the prime directive is, watch Star Trek a while. You know, if you're that young, you're not familiar with it. They're doing reruns on all the episodes, but the original Star Treks are the best ones. and did the best to exemplify the prime directive. And that's pretty much the best explanation there is out there as to why the good guys don't just rush in and help us, because they want to obey the rules, you know. And fortunately, the bad ETs don't obey the rules, which means it's free-for-all. They come down here, they abuse humans, they telepathically confuse us, they use us as puppets, they use us for entertainment, and they're not going to stop unless we do things to get them to stop. Because remember, we have free will. And with the gift of free will, we can actually outwit these no-good so-and-sos. And there's plenty of proof to that. You know, people make the mistake, human beings make the mistake that the higher reality knows, has all the answers. Not really. If you're talking about the ultimate higher reality, our God, you know, the highest reality of all, yeah, we can say God knows everything, okay? But the others, other celestial beings, no, they don't know everything, and they don't know our planet as good as some of us who are living a human life down here know. And there's plenty of proof of this. In fact, I'll give you one of the best examples around. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but we've all heard that thing called the Bible, and in the Bible, is basically 66 books, depending which Bible you've looked at. It's like the world's first encyclopedia. Well, in the middle of there, the book, there's the thing called the four Gospels, which basically are four authors retelling the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. And I've said it before on the radio, and I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I've read that those books thoroughly, and I've come to the conclusion, after reading also many other books by many other authors, that Jesus is definitely he brought more philosophy to this world than anybody before or after him. And whether you want to look at him religiously or not, I claim him to be the most philosophical. He brought more philosophy to the human race than anyone before or after him. And one of his great statements that you'll find in the Gospels, maybe, I don't know if it's one or two or all four of the Gospels, where he's arguing with the Pharisees, who were the in charge of the Jewish culture of that time, the so-called rabbis of the time, teachers of the law of the time. He was arguing with them about some issues. Part of his mission was to tell the world about the love of the real God, how God loves human beings, and he's a God of love, not that false God of hate that we've heard about. And his disciples, we've heard Jesus had disciples, basically 12 disciples, male disciples. He also had female disciples, of course. That never made it into the Bible because the writers of the Bible were basically Jewish. Jewish culture is male-dominated from its beginning. It didn't value women too much. That's a fact. So we can understand why the writers of the Gospels, three of them were Jews, the fourth gospel was written by an Arab, another culture that doesn't give women equality. We can understand why they would neglect to mention that Jesus had female disciples also. Actually, all of that more detailed information has been given to us in the new revelations. Of course, all Orthodox religious people want to pretend there are no new revelations. Well, I've got news for them. They're playing, making like ostriches, sticking their heads in the sand and pretending they can't see which is available in any bookstore, really. But let them go on with their fantasy make-believe that there are no new revelations. So anyhow, one of the things that pops up many times in these Gospels that are in the four books of the Bible, known as the Gospels, is the fact that Jesus is continually having to frustrated with the ignorance of the people of that time, including his disciples. And he uses the phrase many times, "Are you so dull?" which translates into, "How can you be so stupid?" Of course, beings of celestial goodness try to refrain from calling people's names. So as elegantly he could say, "How could you be so stupid?" he says, "Are you so dull?" Meaning, are you really that stupid? You're not grasping what I'm telling you here? And in fact, they couldn't grasp it, a lot of what he had to say. They were impressed with him because he knew how to perform miracles, heal people, and do amazing things that nobody else around could do. So they were won over by that. The fact that he could walk the walk. Not just talk the talk, but he could walk the walk. And as the story goes, he could, you know, he could even raise the dead. And the new revelations testify that he actually did raise the man Lazarus from the dead. Something that had never been done on the human race on planet Earth before. So he proved he was talking the truth, and he did many great things and won many people over. But what's interesting is when you read to the end of the Gospels, when he came, and there's more proof that many of the things he taught, the people were just too dumb to get. Understand, you know? It's just over their head. Though he tried to make things simple. He talked everything with, you know, sheep and cattle and things that they could understand. But after he was crucified on the cross and then resurrected himself, because all power had been given to him, read the story, don't just take my word for it, came back and as a full flesh and blood Jesus, after being crucified and resurrected, he came back as a full flesh and blood human being and talked with his disciples, whom were glad to see him. And then he explained to the best of his ability what many of the teachings were that they didn't get. And the statements are in the Gospels that they finally, their eyes were opened and they said, "Yes, now we understand." So what all this is getting to is the point that a lot of what the viewpoint of extraterrestrials is not only, you know, is sometimes not in sync with our thinking, and sometimes they can't comprehend what we're doing. In fact, another famous quote of Jesus, he mentions that the beings of light are not as good with managing money as we are. So there's an admittance right there. Though they have much wisdom and much knowledge beyond us in general, there are some things that we as human beings are actually better at. an important point to realize how important creatures we are. Sure, and it's important to realize we're spirits in a physical body. This has been talked about and by many people for years. Unfortunately, it's not taught in school. Public education, we're back there. That's why we, the concerned people of the United States, because this is where I am, and let's stick with one country at a time here, need to take command of our education system, because government is ruled by the dark side, even in America. That's right, and they don't know what's best for our children. Look, government lies to you every day. You turn on the news, they're lying to you. They lied to you about 9/11. They lied to you about poisonous chemtrails. They lied to you about vaccines, and they're still lying to you about vaccines. The lies just go on and on. Which brings me to an interesting point, because we need to talk about what's happening around us. There's a lot of bad things happening. You know, I already talked about the good side of humanity. Yeah, we all need to spiritually improve ourselves, but that's the personal thing you do. Then once you've improved yourself spiritually, even if you haven't gone as far as the yoga masters and other enlightened people, it's just human nature to sometimes want to do good things. It's in your heart. You want to do good things. Unless you've been mind controlled to become evil. You know, those people are still amongst us. We have to use our intelligence, our knowledge of doing good, and take the reins away from the dark side, who wants to control everything and ruin our lives and turn us into slave labor and turn us into non-thinking robots. And there's another evil that's working on behind the scenes, the artificial intelligence. Plenty of sci-fi movies made about that, artificial intelligence getting so smart and starting to think for itself that it realizes, hey, humans are inferior. We don't want these creatures around. We don't need them anymore. We know how to repair ourselves now. Why do we need them? You know, they're logical. They listen to their heart. We don't have hearts. What do we care about their stupid feelings, you know? And this is another evil that's growing behind the scenes. I mean, and it's affecting our human race to the point of, like, the machines know everything we're doing, even more so than the evil people do now. Yeah, and there are evil people. Yes, there are. A lot of them are under the control of demonic beings, or they're under the mind control of hostile ETs. And yes, the ETs are all over our planet. They're hiding out in caves. They're in the underground cities. They're hiding out at military, secret military compounds. And some of them are flying around in their saucers or spacecraft. And other hostile ETs are busy abducting people and trying to create half-breed races, whether you know it or not. It's going on. The word's out there. Plenty of people talking about it. Let's not pretend. Let's stop pretending this isn't happening. This is all happening. This is the earth has been turned into a cesspool of evil. Never mind drain the swamp. Drain the whole planet from the evil. And I hear that there's good news coming, that good ETs are removing some of the evil that's here. But again, let's be realists, all right? And an important book that happens to be the last book in that famous collection of books called the Bible, it's called the Book of the Revelation. We weren't given that information just to frighten us. It's information, It was given to the human race, I think, believe in the year 90 AD. It was information from the future, time traveled back to give us plenty of time to get ready for what's going to be played out. And there's, as you read that book, there's a lot of things being played out there. And as we move forward, some of them have been played out already, and there's more to come, more bad things. It's a wake-up call. If you haven't read it, you need to read it, because this is what is going to happen here on Earth if we just sit back and, you know, watch game shows. We're going to be slaughtered by the dark side. The good guys are going to do so much, and then that's it. You know, they want to help us, but they still want to obey the laws, and unfortunately, the laws call for non-interference. So I'm back full circle again. We need to ask for more help from the good guys. And who does that responsibility fall onto? Unfortunately, the people who communicate with the ETs. They're out there. They're on YouTube, you know? Let me see, who did I meet? Laura Eisenhower, yeah, great. Granddaughter of General Eisenhower. I believe she's had contact. When I talked with her in person, I told her, hey, when you find the ETs that are willing to meet with an individual who wants to, start something good going, give me a call. Well, I'm not waiting for the phone to ring because it didn't seem like anything was going to happen. Who else are the people out there? Corey Good, guy worked on 20 years on a secret project, you know? Well, these are the people that have to make the connections and start asking. I don't think, I've gone to shows and listened to these people. The idea of asking the ETs for favors is not even in their vocabulary. They're not even thinking about it. Well, I only can hope that my message gets to these people. If you are out there, hey, one of the BBS radio shows, James Gilliland. You know, some of you listeners might listen to his show. I've listened to it. He's got a lot of important information, you know. I wish he would ask his ET friends. He says he's been up in the spacecraft with them. He's talked to some of the good guys. He's revealed that they're doing good things for us, but it's not enough. We need to ask them to do more, because it'll save a lot more people from all the suffering that is planned for the human race. And that's why I tell people, go read the book of the Revelation. Pick it up in any bookstore. It's a wake-up call. In the year 98 AD, it was given to one of the disciples of Jesus. And he was told to write it down. And we look at it realistically in this day and age. This was information from the future. Why was it given to us? So we could avoid this and moving ourselves, the human race, into another timeline, into a higher dimension. We can do this, but we have to do it. Can't just talk about it. We have to do it. All you people that are spiritually making yourself so perfect and connecting with your 12-strand DNA, there's more to do once you've done that. Join the rest of us fools here on Earth and help us avoid the suffering that will happen if we don't do things for ourselves. That's what the book of the Revelation is telling you indirectly. And I believe I've got the best interpretation going. No, it's not telling you that the future is written in stone. That's bad interpretations of revealed information. It's been going on for thousands of years. We need to drop those bad interpretations, recognize it as bad interpretations, and go into something that makes more sense. Why would we be given information forecasting such atrocities against humanity unless it was for the opportunity giving us a second chance. I put that in my book. I mentioned that we are being given a second chance to make it work out better than it will if we do nothing. But we have to do things to make to avoid that harsh reality. Doing nothing, we're all going to pay the price, except for you special people that have improved your reconnected with your higher self. Yeah, you can just speed off the planet out of your body. But what about the rest of us? The whole human race is not going to get to connecting with their 12-strand DNA. Not in a short period of time. It's not going to happen. In fact, our friend James Gillian, who has the show 2 hours before me, I remember him saying on one of his broadcasts that they're waiting for us. Well, let's talk a real conversation here. The majority of the human race is not going to reconnect with their 12-strand DNA without some monumental help from the higher reality. It's not going to happen. You know, I'm a basic common person who's self-educated himself, and I've taught myself a lot about the spiritual world, about hidden realities, about real health care, and I'm just a common person, basically. I grew up amongst poor people. I still hang out with poor people, you know. I was in the middle class once, but now the stupid government has lowered my standard of living. So anyhow, you know, I'm not living among special people. I'm out there interacting with regular people, 9-to-5ers, 40 hours a week, paycheck to paycheck people. And none of these people are spiritually involved. A lot of good people out there, but they're not, in this lifetime, they are not going to connect with their 12-strand DNA and get to meet their higher self unless all of the good guys out there come down here and walk us through it. So we would need that much help. I hear they're working on moving up the vibrations of the Earth so it drifts into the fifth dimension. I'm aware of that. People on the street, you tell them that, they wouldn't have a clue what you're even talking about. That's another reason why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it gives everyone who reads it a basic understanding of the other dimensions. I call them zones of reality because I hate words with two meanings. When you say dimension, talk to a regular person out there, especially if he's a carpenter, he's thinking length, width, and height, dimensions. Well, you know, most people aren't going to go beyond that when you say the word dimensions. And then we have the fake scientists telling us that the time is the fourth dimension. Nothing could be farther from the truth. And, you know, the fake news media misinforms us with this kind of garbage. So this is the predicament we're in now, and for whatever talents you've learned up to this point, it's time to reconnect with your fellow human beings and share and help as much as you can. But the biggest help we can get in the human race now is for those who have connections with the higher reality beings is to ask them to do more for us. And specifically, ask them to come visit me. I've done telepathic communication before. I talk about it in my book. You know, it's easy, really. But at least I know strategy, and I know how that they can bring us helpful gifts and keep it under the table without the evil governments finding out that we're doing good things for ourselves because, you know, their agenda is to kill as many of us as possible and subdue the rest into full slavery. If you're not aware of that, you know, you're living in a bubble. And what else did I talk about today? Hey, it's school's in. If you're out there listening to me, if you don't have school children, you must probably have neighbors who have school children. Well, it's time to pass the word to either the teachers of the school or the school children to get involved in tweeting our president to stop the chemtrails. And kids can do this better than people, because they can gain the sympathy of an older person by simply saying, save us from the poisons that are being sprayed on us. I'm serious about this. And letter campaigns can be started, because I hear, and I agree, that letters hold bigger weight than tweets do. And we don't even know if President Trump actually reads the tweets to him, because he probably gets so many. But the White House will be reading a lot of letters, and so children need to participate on this. They need to be taught. It's a, you know, sometimes in life you need to act to save yourself from bad things coming your way, and bad things are on the menu and planned. And those plans are not going to get scrapped. We can delay them a little, but as the saying goes, the dark side is hell-bent on destroying us and enslaving the rest of us. So if you're a higher evolved human being, you might be, if you listen to the Yogi Show, move beyond the thought that you've connected with your higher self and you can escape all this, because as a human being, you have your fellow human beings who are not going to connect with their higher self in a short amount of time. And everybody needs to help everybody at this point in time. But at the same time, people like me, I'm doing my bit by warning everybody what's going on behind the scenes. And it's important for us to know our enemy and know all the bad things they have planned for us, and know what their capabilities are, so we can protect ourselves. Because evil has gotten so far advanced technologically, they can kill you in your home without you even suspecting they're coming for you. And people are getting their health destroyed every day of the week, ongoing, because they're uninformed. It's happening now. And we have to take actions. We, the concerned people of this world, have to take actions. There's another problem we have. It's called unresponsiveness. I've never seen it so bad in my life, but it's really bad now. You know, I try to contact people who might be interested in helping. Nobody responds to anything. You know, especially try to get someone to return a phone call to you. Like, oh, that's asking for too much. Well, let me tell you something. I announced at the beginning of the show, that's right, I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And I'm putting out the word, you know, I need some bold people to help me get my campaign trail hitting the road early. So through the interactions with the general public, I can initiate things that will change things for the better, because I am a solution person. I look at any situation and I know what the solution is ready. It's that easy when you fine-tune your mind to do things like that, and I am that fine-tuned. That's why I claim I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. And I ran in 2016. I was the most qualified person to be the president, but no support. Main reason is people are afraid to support somebody who's not a Democrat or Republican. Well, you better give up the Democrat-Republican idea, because as you can see what's going on now, the Democrats have turned out to be the bad guys, and half the Republicans are still no damn good. It's the reality. Come on. I can't think of a more unresponsive group in the whole world than the U.S. Congress. They're unresponsive. You know, I've tried to contact people, governors, senators from other states. All you ever get to talk to is the interns that answer the phone, and the first thing they want to tell you, where are you calling from? New York? Oh, well, you know, we can't help you. We only do things for people in our state. Okay. Hey, this is where it's at. You know, maybe if I tell them, hey, I'm actually running for president of the United States, don't matter, you know, no. We can't help you. Well, this is where it's at. So anyhow, recently I started going on to Twitter, and I'm telling everybody to listen and pass the word. Follow me on Twitter, because I'm saying a lot of bold things, a lot of true things, a lot of statements that expose the evil groups that are, you know, just hell-bent on destroying the human race and making the rest of us into slave laborers. I talk about it every day. So you ought to follow me. Hashtag Tom Edison Prez, Prez. That's it. You know, and if you're one of those bold people, get in touch. You have to call me on the phone. You can find out the phone number if you go looking, but, you know. Are there any bold people left in America? I'm beginning to wonder, you know. Is everybody that scared to talk to a stranger, even somebody who's running for president of the United States? Apparently everybody is that scared. Or everybody's lost the ability to talk on a telephone. You know, when I'm talking about bold people, I'm talking about bold, intelligent people. If you can't talk a conversation from scratch out of nowhere, no, you're not going to be able to help me. I need bold, intelligent people. And we're coming to the end of the show. So tell your children to tell the teachers about the chemtrail, mailing letters to the White House, tweeting the president, because we have to get something done. The Congress is not going to do anything for anybody in this country, believe me. And visit my 2016 website, find the contact information, find the donate button, $10, mail it to the address to get my CD. I claim it to be the most philosophical CD of all times. There's so much philosophy and good vibrations put into these songs. I don't think anybody will ever put anything better together. And that's why I call it Better Than Dylan. You know? If you're an intelligent person, you ought to be interested in philosophy, logic, love, solutions, and things like that. That will be helpful to the human race. Music can change the world. Absolutely. It's been proven already. Look into history. The Beatles changed the world without even trying. And it was their music that did it. Okay, it's coming to the end of the show. And for those of you who listen, remind everybody, or tell a friend to listen to my show next Saturday, because I'm here every Saturday, 10 p.m., name of the show, Connect the Dots, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, that's 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you know anybody that listens to Coast, and they happen to be people that are on the East Coast, Saturday night, or 1 a.m. on the East Coast, which is really Sunday morning, is the one night of the week that you can't get coast to coast here on the East Coast. So, this is a call-in show. I'm quite capable of talking about all the things they talk on coast to coast, plus things they never talk about. So, okay, I'm going to go for the countdown now. You're going to hear the instrumental ending to one of my rock and roll songs, timeless rock and roll songs. I'll have it out on the album eventually. Followed by the first song on my CD of 23 great songs titled Better Than Dylan. And the name of that song will be I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem to everybody who wants to be somebody. It's been on the survey here in New York for months. I'm losing count of the weeks, but I'll recount it and let you know how many weeks it's been playing here in New York. Either way, you can get it by going to my 2016 website. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Oh, and don't forget, when you hear that song, I Gotta Be Somebody, you listen to the end of it, you'll hear a horse galloping at the end of it. Something that I don't think anybody else ever put into a rock and roll record. Okay, I wrote the song, I sang it, I rehearsed the band. It was done on four track too. Is that amazing? Because I don't need that much to work with to get results. I'm a cost effective individual, which again makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.